I've called on then-President Obama and renew my call on President Trump to accept more Syrian refugees to allow for people to escape those horrors. And it's those horrors which are not easily solved, which is the frustrating thing. America always likes to, you know, pick a side and fix everything, but you have a very complicated situation on the ground there. You have ISIS, you have Assad, you have a few other rebel groups, some of which we think are somewhat sympathetic to us, but it's why I've voted against in the past arming so-called moderate rebels. I just wasn't convinced that they really existed as such, and I thought that much of what we provided to them would wind up in the hands of terrorists or the Assad regime. And why now I'm critical of this strike. First of all, as an abuse of power, the War Powers Resolution requires a formal declaration of war, and our founders gave the Office of the President the authority to act. But I think that, I think that many of my fellow legislators agree that a president needs to consult with Congress and receive express permission before engaging in an act of war.
Jared Polis represents Colorado's 2nd Congressional District and fielded a broad range of questions from a mostly friendly audience.
My name is Beatrice, and I'm wearing a Resist sweatshirt because I think that everybody's goal right now is to hold this administration accountable for what they're doing. I'm disgusted at the fact that we are spending way too much money on him and his entertainment. He's not being held responsible for things.
Polis addressed the issue of accountability by saying he's concerned about the integrity of the Trump administration.
In addition to all the issues, I want to start with kind of the issues of integrity surrounding many of the people who are close to the president, perhaps even the president himself. These have us deeply concerned. It's why I've continued to push for an independent commission to issue a full report on the Russian connections. And we think that's the way to go. And truly, if there was no wrongdoing, if there was no collusion, the American people need to know that too. But it does seem like there's a lot of smoke. Certainly members of the Trump campaign team at various times had a lot of different connections with Russian operatives, and we need to see how far that went, what was discussed, was there collusion, and we deserve a full accounting of that for the American people. So we continue to work on that element as well.
Polis also addressed domestic issues in his Boulder town hall and even reached out to one of the youngest attendees.
Because the Affordable Care Act is not perfect, and we've always said that from the day it passed. And frankly, one of the reasons that it's not even better today is they've blocked any opportunities to pass laws that improved it and built upon it. But we're going to continue to pound that as we move forward. Finally, on environmental issues, there's a lot to worry about. What you've seen is this president using every bit of his executive authority to undo everything that President Obama has done. Clean coal, methane, everything in that area. He's undone. And President Obama had to move forward using his executive authority because he wasn't able to get Congress to act to put these things in law. But because Congress wasn't able to do that, President Obama made progress where he could. That's what's being undone. Now, I want to be hopeful here. Obviously, we hope that a future Congress is a different composition and we can move forward. But even in this Congress, there might be some vehicles to move forward with environmentally friendly policy ideas. And those two areas that we might be able to move forward on our tax reform and infrastructure. There's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you save PBS Kids?
Alex, I'm gonna do my best to save PBS Kids. I'm hopeful that we have a fighting chance there because of the broad popularity of PBS Kids and PBS.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.